Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB's Nate Wack went to the outdoor campus in Rapid City recently, and he joins us today to talk about the ongoing efforts to encourage kids to get outdoors and look at a larger natural screen, more than a technical small glowing one inside. Hey, Nate, how's it going?
It's going well. How about yourself?
Tell us about the outdoor campus in Rapid. There's more than one outdoor campus in the state of South Dakota.
There are, yeah. There's the Outdoor Campus East, which is located in Sioux Falls here, and then the Outdoor Campus West, which is located in Rapid City. The one in Rapid City is, I would say, is significantly bigger, but you know, they each kind of offer knowledge, educational thing on different habitats, because there are, believe it or not, different habitats in Rapid City than there are in Sioux Falls and vice versa. So
there's a reason why we call it East River and West River.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we've learned that even just from some of our conversations on the different birds and things like that.
Right.
You know, people, there's a reason they go across the state to look at different birds, because there are birds they can't see on the east side of the state, and again, vice versa.
Nice.
So, but yeah, so this was an opportunity. You know, we were for a while now, this is something that, you know, I've wanted to just dive in a little and look a little deeper on, because every time I've been to one of the outdoor campuses, there's always a group of kids there.
Right.
And, you know, school programs are always bringing kids in to see this. And, you know, this is just one of those things where I was like, you know, I'm going to be out here on these dates. Do you guys have any kids coming in? And I was like, Tuesday would work best for me. And they go, Tuesday is the perfect day for us. We've got a group of fifth graders coming in here, and they're going to be really excited. We're going to have them do some rock climbing training on our climbing wall. Yeah, it's going to be really great. You're coming on the perfect day. And we're like, oh, sweet. This is great. But behind every great educational program that is set up, the key too is you also have to have that one person that can connect and speak to the level of the children,
right,
that teacher. And the outdoor campus on the east side of the state has multiple ones of those, and same on the west side. But the lady that we spoke with yesterday was Katie Wiedrich, and her official title is the school programs coordinator for the Outdoor Campus West and Game Fish and Parks. But basically, she's in charge of organizing the different schools that come in and planning activities for kids to do, sure, when they do get to the outdoor campus. And she was a real treat, and we had an opportunity to speak with her, obviously. And she spoke as to why she feels that she's a good fit for her current job, and then also what's important about working with kids.
I am a teacher, first and foremost, and I also have a background in outdoor education. And so those two things coming together here at the outdoor campus, I feel like is just a wonderful mix. And working with kids, I think, is so important because they are our future generation coming up. And today's kids have a lot less opportunities to be outside and even play out in the neighborhood like maybe we did when we were younger. And so having a place where they can come, especially during the school day, and experience the outdoors and get in touch with nature is so important.
Nice. Did you grow up at, you're a town kid?
I was a town kid, but I was also part of the generation that still, you know, did, you know, backyard football and
your little free range,
playing, you know, maybe street hockey.
Sure.
And then a car comes, car, everybody moves off the road.
So I grew up in the country.
Right. So you didn't have to worry about
run outside in the morning. Don't come back until your mother whistles.
Right.
Or you're hungry.
Yeah.
That's it. Woods and, you know, prairie and, yeah, nothing but space.
Did you catch, like, were you the type of girl that, you know, would catch butterflies, grasshoppers, snakes and things like that? And
I wouldn't catch them. I would watch them.
You'd just watch them.
I wasn't a big catcher.
Gotcha.
Probably because I'm not fast enough.
I used to catch butterflies as a kid. You know, I had a net, had a jar, had holes on the top of the jar. And then when I, you know, now I get a little older, and it's like, go to the butterfly house or something out by the outdoor campus here in Sioux Falls, and a butterfly lands on me. I'm like, oh, okay, just don't get too close to my face.
And your kid will have an app where he captures the butterflies on your phone, right?
Braxton, get him, you know.
So this is all about taking, you know, the childhood that some of us had and some of us didn't, and really saying, look, there's something else outside, and having a really qualified educator open the door for
you. Yeah. And especially in a world today, and, you know, everybody that we spoke with there had said too, yeah, there are positives to technology,
sure,
because technology, we can use technology to our advantage at times as well. But we're also competing against technology, because you've got to, you know, kids are almost getting to the point where they're some kids are scared to go outside,
right.
You know, just because it's the unknown, they're unsure about it. You know, they'd rather just sit inside when you watch TV, play video games, sit on an iPad or whatever it might be. But yeah, it's kind of that weird transition that they're seeing. But I will tell you this though, all of the kids that we saw yesterday looked like they were having more fun than.
Right.
It really brought me back to my childhood.
I'm not particularly gloomy about childhood.
Well, so another gentleman we spoke with is a naturalist with the Outdoor Campus in Rapid City, and he's also kind of their public relations representative. Keith Winterstein is his name, and he kind of paints the picture a little bit more as to some examples that he's seen with kids that have come through the Outdoor Campus and ones that he's had the privilege of working with.
Everyone we work with, but it's especially delightful for us to work with some of the younger children, because it really is true. They say the darndest things, and they'll ask you questions that you really hadn't thought of before. So it gives us a chance to think, nobody's ever asked me that before. But we can also explain to them, you know, we can look in the pond out front and they see all the turtles out there, and then we'll ask them, well, where do the turtles go in the wintertime? And you get a million answers. But when you explain that the turtles just burrow into the mud and they hibernate, and they have special cells at the base of their tail that absorbs oxygen so they don't suffocate over the winter, then the kids are looking for turtle tails sticking out of the mud out there. But it's just one of the many things. You know, we can talk about where snakes live, how to avoid snakes if you don't really like snakes, what's the difference between a whitetail and a mule deer, why don't I see elk every time I go out. You know, why are pronghorns so fast, and why are porcupines so prickly? And there's just a million things we can fill them in.
You need to get the answers. I know, right? Because there's a few.
I know, like he kept going, and it's like, I'm glad he explained the turtle thing, because that was something I had no idea.
Stop, go back. What do turtles do?
Kids are, trust me, kids are not going to be the only people that are interested to hear this. I could have a million answers for you as well.
But that's that wonderful curiosity.
Right. And these are just the types of, you know, and even just walking in, like, yeah, they talk about turtles and there's turtles in like the ponds and stuff like that. But then they have turtle shells inside, you know, on tables with some graphs where kids can actually go up and feel what a turtle shell feels like. And, you know, there's so much hands-on types of experiences that kids can have there when it comes to wildlife and, you know, buttons on a wall that kids can push. Talk about using technology to your advantage, you know, all these buttons and screens on the walls that make the noise that animals make, or shows a bird flying in slow motion, landing, you know, on the water to see just the form of the bird, you know, those types of things that you really can't see if you're just, you know, out and about and you just see a bird flying around and landing on a pond, you know, to slow it down and really examine what it is that it's doing. And
that's why it's a campus.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about learning. And who would we be if we didn't actually talk to one of the kids?
Right.
So, this is a fifth grader from Pinedale Elementary. Her name is Ashley, and we wanted to ask her, Ashley, what is it about the outdoors that excites you? And here's what a fifth grader had to say to us.
I like the outdoors because, well, there's so much to see and do, and so many, you know, animals, and just plenty of beautiful sights and flowers to see. And, well, it's very nice because, well, there's so many just leaves and trees, and like in the fall it looks beautiful because all the leaves are falling, and it's nice.
I like Ashley.
It's nice.
It's just nice.
Yeah.
Just go outside because it's nice.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
You know, she did a really good radio job out there of describing everything. She painted a picture. Right. She could be a radio reporter someday.
And did you hear the gnat sound in the background?
Yeah. Nice stuff.
How about that, huh?
We took you there today.
It was also kind of fun, too, because so Katie Wiedrich, who is the school coordinator that was there working with the kids, her son Grayson was in the class. So, you know, she sometimes will ask questions and, you know, Grayson's hand goes up right away because he knows the answer. It's almost like he's been through some of these lessons plans before with his mom, and you know, just you know, passing by and talking to him just a little bit too, because these kids are very talkative. And of course, you walk around with a camera, you know, it's like a magnet to kids. You know, they see a microphone and a camera and they just want to hover around you and ask you all these questions. But Grayson was he says, we do a lot of outdoor activities, and my mom, you know, our family does, and that was kind of fun. We did have one funny story. One kid asked us, how old do you have to be to work for us.
Oh, there you go.
And we're like, well, probably high school, maybe. And then one kid, can I be your paper boy? Like, talk about, you know, going back to like what Keith said about kids saying the darndest things. I mean, it's just, that just kind of shows, you know, just that, you know, kids just being kids. And, you know, they did a climbing wall. They went and they picked up leaves off the ground and had to describe what they looked like, because every leaf looked a little bit different. Some had, you know, some were really changing colors. Some hadn't quite changed colors just yet. Mm-hmm. So there's just so much to look at and examine, and, you know, teaching kids to use all five senses, maybe not taste, but, you know, she said, we're not going to taste anything today. So let's put that one on the back
burner.
Don't
lick the turtle shell.
But exactly. But yeah, just using, you know, using your sight and, you know, what are you hearing? What does it feel like? Does it smell funny? You know, these types of things that just get kids thinking. And, you know, kids are so honest and blunt sometimes that, they know exactly what they're looking at.
Yeah. It's a very human experience, that. And it seems like that's a very, well, it's not just a South Dakota experience, but being from South Dakota,
right,
it seems like there are an awful lot of South Dakotans who are doing that same thing at our age, or your age, at my age, and everywhere in between. Whether it's sitting in a duck blind and just feeling the,
right,
you know, listening.
Exactly. It's something that they can take with them and, you know, use if they, you know, for future outdoor activities, for sure.
Right. All right. So this is the outdoor campus is it right in Rapid City?
Yeah, it's in Rapid City. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's in Rapid City. It's more a little bit on the outskirts, but it's not too far out.
Yeah. Digital component to this story?
Yeah, we're gonna have a video out tomorrow, so stay tuned at that. And there's plenty of kids on camera, so be ready for it. It'll be kind of fun to see, and you'll get a chance to see Ashley, and also get a chance to see Katie's son Grayson as well in it, and get a chance to see many of the faces that made it up, and just kind of see how much fun these kids are having.
Right, and it's a good reminder too that even though we talk about getting kids away from the screen and all the sort of woes and problems, that, you know, there's a lot of people who are doing this on a daily basis in schools and families, you know, in the state, across the state.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Nate Weck, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, Lori.